All right, well, most people are at work right now, and you're already thinking about the end of the day, right? Like maybe going to get a drink after work or a happy hour. Well, according to a new...
I'm thinking about going to my next job.
Yes. According to a new survey, Steve, by the Food and Wine magazine, the booze most recommended by bartenders when it's time to do a shot is Jack
Not
Daniels.
Not according to my uncle.
What?
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Now this was a pretty big survey here with nearly 10,000 bartenders asked to give their opinions. Patron, tequila, Grey Goose, vodka, and Johnny Walker Scotch also ranked high. But Jack Daniels
Johnny
won.
Johnny Walker.
Yeah, Johnny Walker.
Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't stand that. That's not. Man, if you drink real, I don't see how anybody drinks.
You got the good stuff.
Man, I don't see how anybody drink Johnny Walker. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. Maybe I'm not a real Scotch drinker. I don't know, but that Black Label and Johnny Walker,
that's too strong.
What about the Blue Label? Yeah, the Blue Label.
I don't like none of that.
Blue's supposed to be
Walker.
Better.
Yeah, Blue's supposed to be better. You don't like
that. No, man, I promise you. Dalmore is a great
Scotch.
I like
Dalmore.
What?
I like it. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Glenlivet is good. Glenlivet, John Palmer turned me on to Glenlivet. It's real good.
Well, you got a high-end Glenlivet, though, don't you?
Yeah, 21. I mean.
All right, listen, we'll be back
we
with more
here
of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.